Radio Daily. Anti-Friday. Which means we've got to do this all over again. But you know what? Payoff? Usually worth it. So you got that to look forward to. Welcome to the 28th of September. We are the fine folks from BeatRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those places that you do. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the lady that knows how to have herself a good time when she wants, that there is the Flinstress.
Game is afoot. We're going to need a lot of tea.
And, of course, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Which lunatic asylum did they get you on?
Good way of looking at it. What happened on this fine, fantastical day, yo?
Well, let's take it back to 1858. Donati's comet, discovered by, you know, Donati, becomes the first comet to be photographed. Not only did he see it, he had a camera.
Nice. 1928, Sir Alexander Fleming notices a bacteria-killing mold growing in his laboratory. The discovery will later become known as penicillin.
In 1950, the first made-for-television movie, Dinner Date with Death, in the UK, is screened by broadcast on the BBC.
1959, the Explorer VI satellite discovers an intense radiation belt around Earth and takes the first remote television footage of Earth's meteorological conditions.
In 1969, a meteorite falls over Murchison, Australia. Only 100 kilograms of the meteorite will later be found, and it will be classified as a carbonaceous chondrite, a type 2 CM2. 19 of the amino acids are found in it that are found on Earth, but the remaining amino acids will be determined to have no apparent terrestrial source.
Alien, 1980, the 13-part science documentary series Cosmos, A Personal Voyage, written and hosted by Carl Sagan, premieres on PBS.
In 1987, the science fiction television series Star Trek Next Generation premieres with the episode Encounter at Farpoint on CBS.
1998, the Microsoft Internet Explorer overtakes Netscape's Navigator to become the world's leading web browser for the first time.
In 2004, Saudi Arabia's highest religious authority issues an edict barring the use of cell phones with built-in cameras, blaming them for spreading obscenity.
Hells yes. 2006, the NASA Opportunity rover reaches the Victoria crater on Mars after having traveled 5.7 miles over the course of its mission.
Same year, Lex Luthor uses a Kryptonian crystal embedded in a kryptonite to create a new landmass in the Atlantic Ocean, resulting in blackouts and earthquakes along the East Coast. What, he just wanted Otisburg.
2007, the U.S. Office of Thrift Supervision, in conjunction with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, announced it has closed NetBank Incorporated, one of the nation's first internet-only banks, with an estimated $2.5 billion in assets, citing excessive mortgage defaults.
2008, the Chinese crew of the Shenzhou 7 safely returned to Earth aboard a re-entry capsule. The achievement makes China only the third country to successfully return three astronauts from space, as well as the third country to successfully deploy a spacesuit or complete a spacewalk.
Same day, same year, SpaceX Falcon 1 becomes the first privately developed liquid-fueled space launch vehicle to achieve orbit on its fourth attempt, meaning it's possible the other ones did it in fewer attempts. Birthdays?
Hilary Duff is 31, you know, from Lizzie McGuire, Agent Cody Banks, younger.
Mira Sorvino is 46, from Romy Michelle's High School Reunion, Mimic, Summer of Sam.
Janine Garofalo is 54, from SNL, Ben Stiller Show. She was also in Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, Reality Bites, Larry Sanders Show, Wet Hot American Summer.
Fantastic comedian. John Sayles is 68, the writer of Piranhas, Alligator, The Howling, The Spiderwick Chronicles.
No longer with us, born in 551 BC, Confucius.
1881, Pedro de Cordoba, Captain Blood, The Ghostbreakers, and The Mark of Zorro.
Born in 1901, Ed Sullivan.
I heard his feet were big. Why else does he need a really big shoe? 1909, Al Capp, writer, illustrator, creator of Little Abner.
Born in 1923, William Wyndham, Commodore Decker in the original series episode The Doomsday Machine, and Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
1925, Seymour Cray, American computer scientist, founded the Seymour Computer Company.
He was cray-cray. Born in 1935, Ronald Lacey, Gestapo agent Mayor Arnold Ernst Toth in Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the Bishop of Bath and Wells in Blackadder 2.
1937, Rod Roddy, announcer for Soap and Price is Right.
Oh, yeah. 1938, Ben E. King, voice of Audrey 2 in Little Shop, and Mother Brain in Captain N.
1943, J.T. Welsh, Sergeant Dickerson in Good Morning Vietnam, A Few Good Men, Needful Things, and Dark Skies.
Born in 1952, Sylvia Christel, Emmanuel, Lady Shatterley's lover, Private Lessons, and Private School.
Her and her privates.
Well, on TV tonight on CBS, we get a rerun of The Neighborhood, Young Sheldon, New Love Island, and then Manhunt Deadly Games.
ABC, Disney Night on a new Dancing with the Stars, followed by a new Emergency Call.
On NBC, we get Qualifier 4 of A New American Ninja Warrior and Dateline.
Fox, the law enforcement team seeks justice against a serial killer who lures women into isolated areas and streams their deaths live on social media platforms on a new LA's Finest, followed by a new Filthy Rich.
Oh, on the CW, we get the iHeartRadio Music Festival Night 2.
Oh, Night 1 was amazing. Freeform has got Matilda.
On AMC, Con Air.
Bravo has a new Below Deck Mediterranean, where they somehow managed to not do jokes about love boat.
On FX, Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
FXX, The Simpsons Marathon, you've got Peeping Mom. I've rented that a few times. The kids are all fight, and let's go fly a coot.
FXM is showing Maze Runner Trilogy.
You think they'd figure it out by then. NGC, Persuade Me on a new episode of Brain Games.
Hmm. Sundance has Lost Boys.
Sci-Fi Channel has Constantine. It's not Matt Ryan. It's not Matt Ryan at all.
No. Well, on TNT, we get Game 6 of the 2020 NBA playoffs.
Do you have any idea who's playing?
LeBron James.
Really, that's a team now? The LeBron James? Hey, everybody.
The Lakers, or at least one of the teams.
True TV, Hot Tub Time Machine.
On Science, we get Seven Wonders, Episode 6, on a new Unearth.
USA Channel's got your WWE Monday Night Raw, but this evening, we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A woman who had her daughter in captivity ultimately moves to a new town to live a normal life. But when local women begin to disappear, she suddenly goes missing. Her child must race to find her before it's too late. Huh? Bernadette Beck and Josh Byers star in My Father, My Kidnapper.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. At an enchanting holiday resort, a 9-year-old looks for a new wife who can do everything for her father. A couple's honeymoon is spoiled when the bride's parents show up, and a husband and wife who've been married 25 years wish for their youthful looks back. Miss Abby does not promise all of that, just that the guests will have an amazing time. She never claimed to be able to do the impossible, just provide a good time. Just ask Will and Grace, and enjoy the music behind the candelabra. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Anyone I know still play More Pigs? I used to be a World of Warcraft player from when it first came out, and I lasted around the Lich King. I did hop back into Classic for a bit when that was released and played for a few months, but recently I had someone try to get me to play again by telling me that they had all this gold, high rankings with their elite items. It was like they ran the game or something. Once again, I have survived a Baron's chat. That's from Syrinx.
Barons just won't go away, Jesus.
When did we stop saying www in front of web addresses? It's like we all agreed at once, but I don't remember the meaning.
Right? Right?
Why does it seem like most important STEM discoveries / advancements are made in the second half of the year? I can't lie. Reading my forum excerpt made my whole week. Well, it made a lot of people's. Freaks and Geeks deserved another season, damn right. I love that you gave us Donald Glover and Childish Gambino birthdays separately, and then finished up with the man himself, word to the mother, board. Commander Cordial, Skipper Simpatico, Chieftain Considerate are synonyms for Captain Nice. Chad and Abby are embedded in Captain Nice, Season 1, Episode 5, entitled The Man with Three Blue Eyes. And that is from Mark, who went on to give us the cast list for everybody as well, including guest stars, because you can't be too thorough. So that's where they were this time.
Ladies, he's thorough. Not just the ladies.
So there you go. Where are they going to be at this time? You find out, you let us know. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com or send us a note. Send us a text. All you got to do is use the numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
Actually, I thought he was just into Thoreau.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you. Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imaginate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent. While the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe, study, protect.
Hi, this is Marina Baccarin, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. And let's get back to the things we know exactly how to do.
Okay, give me your roll.
Warriors, unsheath your weapons. Magic wielders, raise your wands.
Let me check my polyhedral dice. Turns out I have frost giant strength. Look it up.
Well, you could.
Start with a science fantasy role-playing game set on the fantastical world of Imperia, a vast planet laying in the shadows of a mostly forgotten past. On Imperia, several distinct races of people, each hailing from distant stars, now live together, picking through the ruins and technology of lost civilizations. Players are freelancers, intrepid adventurers, hunters, slayers, and explorers determined to unravel the planet's many mysteries. It's up to them to protect the population, lift the veil on the ancient lore, and reclaim their lost legacies. This quick start guide contains all the information you need to play, the rules of the 3D engine, 4 pre-generated characters, and an introductory adventure. The game requires a handful of 6-sided, 8-sided, and 10-sided dice. That's Lore and Legacy, Quick Start Guide, the English version, from Imperial Media Productions.
A village of non-human ape men lies on the slopes of Vivar's mountain far to the northeast of the kingdom in the Kagashi Range, and it's a story of an adventurer, you, who dares to seek out the dragon, Vavar, because there's a lot of V's, in a quest for immortality. Explore one of the remotest corners of the world, meeting an immortal dragon who has been on the planet longer than known history. Learn some of the lore about the origin of Larocha, the death goddess of Kazan. VQ is a solo adventure for the bravest of players, and it comes with instructions to enable you to run it as a quest for a whole party of TNT players. A GM adventure. The solo is one of the largest and most ambitious of Ken St. Andre's Tales of Troll World. It's Vivar's Clip, Deadly Combat, Deluxe Tunnels and Trolls version from Chohalia Press.
Well, death there is not negotiable. But for those who have nothing to lose, bargaining their souls in search of redemption with the chief among the worlds is a good way of trying to stay alive, even if in another dimension. So this one-page adventure can be played with any generic RPG system, and you're going to need a player to be the storyteller, you know, game master, GM, and 3 to 4 players to take the roles of the playable characters. It's a pay what you want, and it's called The Place Where Everything Dies, one-page adventure from Target Roll.
More than 200 years have passed since the fall of Arrak and Tar. To this day, they are still in chaos. Influential warlords, bandits, mages, and lords wanted to cut a piece of this unprotected territory for themselves. During the first decade, several dozen smaller nations arose in Arkantar, and nearly as many fell. Endless local wars, famine, and epidemics led to an almost complete depopulation of the continent. Even after 200 years, the population of intelligent beings is no more than a tenth of the number of citizens the Empire had.
Damn.
It was impossible to create states and protect large territories. Most intelligent beings have gathered around the pole. City-states provide security and stability in these uncertain times. Take your players on the way to one of the many adventures this untamed continent can offer. Explore the secrets of the long-forgotten cities and fortresses of the former empire. Together explore the ruins that have been taken over by nature. Pay what you want for the one-sheet adventure, Tomb of the Gods 5, Layer of Blue Reptile.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So yeah, the big news broke on Friday, but Lord, we gotta talk about it. Come on, Samuel L. Jackson returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe in a Nick Fury TV series for Disney+.
But I thought the idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people.
Kyle Bradstreet, best known for his work as writer for Mr. Robot, is said to be on board the project, writing and executive producing. Details are slim, and it's still in the early stages, is yet to be formally ordered the series. In fact, early reports is the Disney Council of Execs had a pass on the series.
Well, I recognize the council has made a decision, but given that it's a stupid-ass decision, I've elected to ignore it.
Samuel L. Jackson's played the role of the super spy agency leader for S.H.I.E.L.D. in the MCU since the original Iron Man in 2008. Appearances by Jackson's Fury have been the key part of the connections between various films in the franchise. He brings characters together, he teases upcoming plot points. This is going to mark the first time that he's played the lead role for a Marvel series and could see the actor play a similar role in tying together the various TV series planned for the service.
Well, call me when Fury gets Charlie Cox back as Daredevil.
The new Nick Fury show would join an increasingly long list of Marvel Studios spinoffs that are in the works at the service. WandaVision,
WandaVision later this year, Falcon and the Winter Soldier delayed to 2021, Loki and the animated What If for sometime in 2021.
I still believe in heroes.
Good, because Marvel also has announced other series in pre-production. Hawkeye, that'll have Jeremy Renner back as Clint Barton, Miss Marvel with Kamala Khan, She-Hulk, which cast Tatiana Maslany in the lead role, Moon Knight, which is yet to really announce much information at all, which did not stop them from announcing yet another show, showing that they are really coming fast and now fury us.
Wow. Well, M. Night Shyamalan from Glass, Split, The Visit, he's announced Old as the title of his next feature and released the key art for the film, which is currently slated to hit cinema on July 23rd, 2021.
That's a nicer way of saying M. Night Shyamalan is getting old. Mm-hmm.
Well, the project is inspired by Pierre Oscar Levy and Frederick Peters' graphic novel Sandcastle, about a group of people who find they are unable to escape a mysterious, secluded beach after discovering a dead body there. Oh, I've seen the trailers for this. A secret surrounding time keeps them from leaving.
And a black smoke monster!
Well, Shyamalan reportedly received the novel as a Father's Day gift and picked up rights to it after falling in love with the story, but it's not a direct adaptation so much as something inspired by it.
Oh, so kind of like Lawnmower Man. Not a good comparison.
Well, production on the feature is already underway in the Dominican Republic. Oh, people get murdered there? No, that's been a while. And scheduled for release July 23rd. So prepare for an existential horror story about the inevitability of death. Oh, and I mean the movie, not the theater.
Chuck E. Cheese CEO David McKillops has revealed his dinnertainment company has launched an entertainment division.
I thought that was what their app that let you request a song was supposed to be.
While initially only focusing on merchandising and toys, the plan is now to move into scripted entertainment as part of the company's strategic vision. McKillops said, "Ideally, we would love to have Chuck E. Cheese in animation and possibly one day a movie feature as well."
Well, only if it sets up a spinoff by having them compete with that Freddy Fazbear's pizza place.
Chuck E. Cheese is, of course, a chain of American restaurants which serves pizza and other menu items, with an arcade, games, amusement rides, animatronic displays as a focus of family entertainment. Its mascot, a gray mouse.
Yeah, which they totally ripped off from Alberto's Pizza.
For our demographic of 3 to 8 year olds, he is one of the most popular characters in the world, says McKillops. Even so, COVID-19 pandemics put a significant financial strain on them, leading them to file for Chapter 11 back in June, which really gave McKillops some SAG and Jasper T. Jowls.
Good luck, Chuck E. Cheese. Well, in 2020, a COVID-19 pandemic-safe Halloween may no longer include trick-or-treating. As an alternative, Sony Pictures is combining Ghostbusters with the Ferrara candy in the newly launched augmented reality mobile game Haunted Candy Hunt.
What? Slimer stole all the town's treats?
It's actually a ghost hunting experience that's now available. Players download the game, then use their phones to search for ghosts from the Ghostbusters franchise, as well as the new character, Sweeter, the Ferrara candy ghost.
Is the franchise really so desperate they have to scare up funds this way?
Well, Ferrara is the largest manufacturer of candy corn, a Halloween staple. In addition, the candy brand is launching more seasonal attempts as soon-to-be favorites, including Brock's Mellow Cream Caramel Apples, Skull and Bones, Sour Haunted Tropics Candy Corn, and Turkey Dinner Candy Corn, which is the scariest thing about this entire project.
A Chinese automaker revealed an electric flying vehicle at the 2020 Beijing International Automotive Exhibition on Saturday.
Please don't give them an idea for flying fast and furious.
The car, dubbed the KiwiGoGo, has 8 propellers and a small capsule-like frame, can carry up to 2 passengers, is designed to fly at altitudes between 16 and 82 feet, according to Zeping Motors, the Alibaba-backed manufacturer that produces the car.
So, no drag racing planes.
The company said the KiwiGoGo is the first in a series of electric flying vehicles it's developing as part of a long-term research and development that includes research into mapping technologies.
We've got a flying convoy rocking through the clouds.
We think in the future, not only electric vehicles will have the smart mobility, autonomous driving features, but with other technology, enable other devices that can create a multi-dimensional ecosystem that will be very exciting, said Brian Gu, vice chairman and president of Zeping. That's what we are investing in that area. That's why we are investing in that area and doing some exploration. And because one of their senior lab techs stated that the future direction of the company would no longer require streets. Think about it. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. You know, share thoughts and dreams and hopeful ideas and whatnot. And thanks, everybody, for coming out for Jackbox on Friday. We had a fantastical time. We'll see you again this time. And until then, time, it doesn't really matter. The name of the Time People episode is A Matter of Minutes. find the 85 Twilight Zone. Everyone make that happen. Danke.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
You are all weirdos.
The arcade is now closed.
This is turning out worse than I thought.
Good night, suckers.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
If I hear one more stupid conversation about food-related issues. Last night I went to a birthday party, and this girl brought a cake and a cheesecake, and the other girls that lived in the apartment, I swear to God, all night long, you're taking that cake with you when you go. That cake's not staying in this house. Like, it's this evil hope diamond nuclear horrifying cursed thing. The cake is not staying in this house. She's alone in the house with the cake. It's in the house. Don't go upstairs. The cake is in the house. It's like this horrible horror film of the cake in the house. Get Christopher Plummer in there, and again, box office gold.